This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Thursday.
I wonder if those boys are freaking out.
About what?
I keep reading artists who are posting, it's been this many days since I've performed live, and it's the longest I've ever gone. Oh my God, they need it. Yeah. They're like, it's borders on addiction, doesn't it?
It probably does become a thing that you start to really need of a real outlet, you know?
I mean, who's going to applaud me? It's been a while.
My family's just, they won't even stay in the room when I pick up my guitar anymore. I don't know. You know, I am on Instagram, but I'm also not, like, for a while, especially at the beginning of quarantine, I was just on there constantly.
Yes, you were.
And I have posted some stuff. Like, I posted up a picture of John with the washing machine taken apart yesterday.
How'd that go?
It is still taken apart. He needs a part, so he had to order. And then he orders the part. He thinks it's this little pump, which, okay, maybe it is. Who knows? It looks like a bunch of wires and knobs and, you know, junk I've never seen before under there. Tubes, and he's feeling around for water. And he has to get this part, so he goes and pays $27 to have it overnighted to him so that, you know, maybe this weekend we can do some laundry. And he's okay and go on the order. And then the screen pops up. Thanks for your order. Due to COVID, there are significant delays in the delivery of items. I'm like, but maybe.
What a scam.
Well, you know, they get the $27 out of you. I'm hoping that, you know, makes them at least give it to the people who are supposed to deliver it. Like, I have to assume they're using the post office or FedEx.
Everything is slower than. It just is. I had to order a garbage disposal because for some reason that went out the minute we got refrigerators. So,
of course you know. Did. Why wouldn't it? Something has to be broken.
The year of what now, right? So after I screamed what now to the heavens, I went and ordered a new garbage disposal. And that is taking forever, too. It's just the way it is.
That's so funny. We're actually having garbage disposal problems, too.
Dude, I mean, and I was like, all right. I don't know what these cost. I've never been in the market for one, so let me start looking. And you look and you go, oh, they're not that much. All right, I'm going to get a really good one. And then you realize you can't really, it doesn't necessarily work like that.
Right.
It's more like, is there enough space for.
Yeah.
And then I'll just take that. It doesn't even.
You don't really need a huge.
Please.
Yeah.
I just want to be done.
Dick of Dick and Shumley is always like, you should really not put anything down there anyway.
He's
some
right.
Some people put everything down there.
Yeah.
Everything. You know?
Yes. And it's not the right thing to do. So anyway, I have to replace that and ordered it. And I got the same sort of, it could be 1 to 3 weeks.
Sure.
Have a good one.
Right. Bye. In the meantime, just get ready to pull the junk that falls down there and out of your sink.
Blech. Right. So anyway, you ordered the part. Now you got to wait on that.
And now we gotta wait. So anyway, so I'm hardly ever on, getting back to what this was
Instagram,
originally about,
right.
I'm hardly ever on Instagram anymore. You know, I'll post stuff here and there, but I just don't sit and scroll the way I was doing before. I've just found other ways to sort of eat my time. And for a while there, every couple days, there was a new Billy Joe Armstrong song. And so I don't really know if he's been doing that. I certainly, in my cursory looks at what who's posting what, I'm not seeing that. But for a while, he was doing a cover every week.
He like, hasn't been.
Couple that
I
we even added.
That.
Oh, really? Just nothing?
No. I don't know if that means they're writing five new albums. Cause
which would be great. That'd
that
be
would
lovely.
Be just like them to come out with more music fast. But you know, that's they're the guys that were supposed to go on a giant three band stadium tour that
that's
got
right.
canceled.
It was them and Weezer and
Fall Out Boy.
And Fall Out Boy, that's right.
Which I was absolutely
pumped about. Was that the Hella Mega Tour or something
yep,
like that?
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. it.
Yeah, that was a that look go. every damn tour.
It's
over.
Not like you always say you can remember stuff.
Yeah, I don't know why I remember that. Maybe because it was like a show I'd actually go see. Is that could that be it?
I don't know.
Like, oh, that'd be
but
fun.
But you do weirdly hold on.
I know.
To stuff
I have
and then...
things that really don't matter. That's inconsequential. Mm-hmm. But if I needed to remember something important, that would be gone immediately. Yeah. So anyway, yeah. I mean, I'm sure they are going crazy. I mean, everyone is going a little crazy. It's a little bit of an enough already. On the other hand, I don't want this.
Well, what are you going to, you know, that enough already is, I believe me, I've been like on the drive home from Tahoe after a day of, you know, and I think I can only go another 30 minutes. I've had it. I'm over it. But this is done. And then you realize, like, what am I going to do? Pull over?
Right. Just cry on the side of the road and get behind all the other cars?
No, you just got to keep going. There isn't any option. So that's where we're at. We're on the drive home from Tahoe, and you don't get to stop. You got to keep going.
Oh, there's so much traffic. Oh, my God. This is going to, it's obviously going to take another year to get home.
Yeah. There's no vacancies, though. So keep rolling.
Just keep on rolling.
Mm-hmm. Rolling, rolling, rolling.
Yeah, it's a it is a it's
you know
a
that
tough,
feeling, right?
I do. Oh my God, do I? It's one of the reasons we sold our house in Tahoe. Is like, okay, this drive sucks. I hate this drive. You know what's so crazy? Like, we've been talking about Tahoe so much, and look, there was stuff about our house that I wasn't like the master bedroom. The primary bedroom at our place in Tahoe was basically in the kitchen, so it was, you know, wah.
That place was killer.
It was a great place. It was a.
Tell yourself whatever you want. That place was killer.
It was a great place.
You're nuts. That place was awesome.
I know. There was no snow for 3 years straight. The kitchen was too loud in my bedroom, and I hated the drive. And I stupidly sold that place because I could have been up there this whole time. Like I can broadcast from anywhere now. I can be anywhere if I can get Wi-Fi. Actually, I don't even need Wi-Fi, do I, Bernie? I just need like a phone line. I need phone
Ethernet
service.
Ethernet cable, yeah.
Well, you'd
you
want.
Mean a phone? Yeah,
yeah, yeah. If I was just gonna use Lucy.
Yeah.
All I need is a phone line.
Right, you'd want internet though for other reasons, but
well, yes I would, Vinny, because otherwise, there I am on the air with you with no access to any information about anything.
Right.
You'd have to tell me. Yeah. There's so many pine cones, you guys. Oh, my God. I did a pine cone count yesterday. I've got some stats and a whole story about pine cones. They're sticky. You know, if you pick them up, you get like a pitch on your hands. Oh, this. Now, that would be really the extent. So you're right. Yes, I need internet. Mm-hmm. And I just thought that was the stupidest thing I've ever done. I've done some stupid things. I mean, look, we all have. Everybody, you look back on something, you go, no, that was just a terrible decision. But that was the stupidest thing I've ever done is getting rid of that place in Tahoe. Uh-huh.
You didn't come up against any arguments. Everybody in the house said, yep, let's get rid of that.
Well, we talked about it for a while and, you know, we decided that was the best move for us. Honestly, it's a terrible problem to have a second home. It's, you know, sorry to complain about it, but it really does make you feel guilty when you're not there. You worry about it all the time. It's not like it's right up the street. It's at least, with no traffic, it's 3.5 hours away.
Yeah.
So if anything goes wrong, supposedly. Remember I told you I thought that the contractor had broken a window?
Oh, right.
And because really, I would think a bear would do slightly more damage.
Yeah.
And wouldn't know how to open up my fridge. I don't know. And there'd be more than one drop of blood on, you know, I was like, oh, okay. So the guy who was working on the thing broke it. Thanks. But whatever, sure, I'll pay for it because it was a bear.
Blame the bear.
Blame the bear. Look, but that's the thing. What am I going to do? Just to get there, it's going to take me 3.5 hours if there's no traffic. You know, we all had this, and there had been no snow for 3 years. I mean, there had been literally no skiing, no, you know, which
well,
there
you
are many
saved
other...
winter by selling.
I did.
So
in fact, didn't they have like the biggest, most epic winter they ever had?
Yeah, right after you sold it.
Right at the year I sold it, which was great. It's hard because we were looking for a place to maybe rent out and go up there for Thanksgiving, which is not going to happen because honestly, okay, now you're up there and you still can't really go anywhere and you're, you know, it's still COVID the whole time.
Well, and the locals throw rocks at you, I hear. So
yeah, they're not psyched. I guess a lot of people who own a house up there are just living up there now because like everyone, they can work from home.
Right.
So there's actually way more people and the actual people who live there year round are bummed out about it. And
I was just reading an article by who's the singer of Great White? Not Great White. Whitesnake?
Oh, David Coverdale?
That guy. Apparently, he, for 20-plus years, has owned a home on the Vegas side of Tahoe.
Oh.
And I guess part of that is a tax escape or something.
Yeah, apparently there's some benefits to owning in Nevada.
Right. Nevada. So he was pretty frank about it. Like, you know, when we started to make it, I was told you got to find a way to, you got to make a residence where you can...
Yeah. Pay those taxes instead of the California taxes.
So he was telling the story how he came off tour and went to this place that he'd never even really been to because he was on, you know, the 2 year never ending tour.
Right.
Woke up that morning and looked out this window in Tahoe and was like, I'm in the best place I've ever been in my whole life. This is the prettiest place in the world.
It's so beautiful.
He's quietly lived there for the last 20 plus years.
That is hilarious. Imagine that. He's just like, okay, fine, I'll do it. Get tax shelter me. It's great. And he wakes up and the sun's sparkling off the beautiful blue waters. And yeah. Well, anyway, we were looking for a rental house up there for that week. And I, you know, on VRBO or whatever. And I saw my old house.
And it's as a rental?
It's a rental. So the kids were like, oh, rent it. I'm like, uh-uh. I can't do it. I cannot do it. I can't go back there and do it.
Oh,
such a bummer. Good money, too. Like 500 and something bucks a night. I was like, damn.
Oh, renting?
Yeah. Look, we never rented it because we didn't have to. And so we, you know, just didn't want people in there. And it's a lot of wear and tear on rental houses. And if something goes wrong, I'm 3.5 hours away. And
that is hard, right? So yesterday I got off done here and I started, my dad shift starts at a certain time. And so I have my break and I ran out and I went surfing with my friend Peter and his wife.
Oh,
and we had a nice afternoon. But one of the things, he does a lot of rentals. He's in real estate and he's a property manager. Yes, Lighthouse Realty. He's a property manager and he's like, sales are great, but property management is killing me. And he said he's got people who haven't paid rent for 8 months.
Oh, my God.
Just haven't paid and aren't leaving, and that's the deal. What are you going to do about it? And he's sitting there going, I guess I'm not going to do anything. And that's the
God.
I don't know how it works for everyone, but I do know that it's not the business you would want to be in right now. Obviously, you wouldn't have had to be renting. You could certainly pull it off and stop. But if you had someone in there, you might be stuck with them.
Right.
Saying, I'm just going to stay and you're not going to be able to do anything about it.
Right.
Bye.
Yeah.
Stop calling here, owner.
Yeah. Owner.
Right.
Who's the owner now?
It's super sad. And, you know, I don't know. I know everyone has different opinions about this stuff.
Well, you got burned so hard with month by month renter. Like, you know, I like to think that people who go someplace on vacation and use your place would get them out when their vacation's up.
Sure.
So maybe that's less risky. And Peter, is he talking about? He's talking about like houses that he's set up and manages
regular
like long-term
rentals.
Okay.
But thing is these Airbnbs are completely unwanted in neighborhoods. So, you know, whether it's your homeowners association that's trying to, you know, put in new rules that put a stop to that, because they are. Mm-hmm. So if you bought it and that was your plan to Airbnb it, you can bet anyone in the neighborhood's trying to put a stop to it.
Right.
As quickly as humanly possible. Because the roll-throughs are, they don't care.
They're disruptive and they don't care.
They're on vacation, man.
And they're, right, they're there to party. So if you have a new group coming through every week, that means every weekend there's a party.
Right.
And your neighbors are like, I hate you. I right. hate you, hate you, hate you.
Exactly right. Yeah, so I wouldn't. You did the right thing by your family, I'm sure.
Well, look, I didn't. I shouldn't have. Oh, you mean not renting it? Yes, that was the right thing.
No,
but selling
it was a bad idea. Yeah, I mean, you did the
terrible
right
idea.
Thing.
Terrible idea.
Find yourself in a bad spot these days, deciding that you're going to become a property owner and a renter.
Right.
That is not a good business to be in at the moment.
It's really not. I agree. It's a lot of, just seems like a lot of headaches that I don't need. But, you know, look, if it works out for you, you know, you make some money and the place gets paid for. They're paying your mortgage, basically. And
there's a thing. One of the propositions right now, too, also puts, like, the city in charge of whether you can raise rent or whatever. It's
right.
sketchy, dude.
Yeah.
Well, thanks.
Anyway, I guess we'll find out how that goes this coming Tuesday. Woo. Or actually, probably not Tuesday. Probably by the end of next week, we'll know what's going on.
Yeah.
We'll have an idea of what's happening on Tuesday.
It's going to be interesting because they're saying that the mail-in votes are record-breaking.
Yeah. Well, that's... Hello, thanks, COVID. I mean, people... And, you know, they've opened up a lot of early voting. People are, it really feels like people are doing what they can to get their vote in there. Like, the message is out there. Like, I want my voice to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
And they're standing in long lines and doing this early voting. And then a lot of people are voting on the actual election day. But we still won't know for a couple days because of all these mail-in votes. They can't pre-count them, Vin. You know, that's.
You know, after all this, it'll be nice that the vote's done. Now we're just counting, and we just wait for the announcements.
I
know.
2020 is a weird year. Like, there's so many things to be tired of. Like, I'm so tired of listening to people talk about politics, and I'm so tired of that being, you know, that coronavirus. There's just been, you know, like, worrying about toilet paper and where am I going to get my next roll of that? Like, it's, you know, whatever. All these things, that, you know. It's been an exhausting year.
Well, you know what I thought a lot about yesterday? And I'm sure, I don't know if she's still listening, but that lady who wrote in and said, I'm working too much. I've got kids in school, you know, online school. And now my husband tells me I complain too much and he's going to leave me. And I just thought, oh.
Yeah. That's a
what? There's another, like, what now, right?
Yeah, you know, honestly, the timing on his part is terrible. Like, okay, fine, leave her, but can you not be still in the house telling her you're going to leave her when the end?
Well,
is,
I think his greater point was, I think he did a bad job, but his greater point was, please stop complaining. I can't take it, and that's what she was saying. That she's
right. So maybe she can fix things before she, you know, she's got a couple months here.
I feel really bad. That's a bad spot to be in.
Uh-huh. Oh, it'll be living in a house with someone that you're at odds with. That's not good. I mean, honestly, now is the time to.
Well, we're all doing that, but that's, yeah, you know, yes. Join the club. What?
Patient. What did you just say? Loud into a microphone? That? It's crazy. Just try to be patient, everyone.
Right. Everybody's at odds. Come on. That's normal. Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little meditation. Sit out in your garden or on your, wherever you can. Go outside somewhere and sit and just focus on, you know, try to be grateful for the good things in your
life.
Hey,
did you watch or know anything about Big Brother?
I know zero.
Oh,
so don't,
wow.
Yes, I did. I was asleep by 7:45 last night. Actually, I got a 98. On my sleep IQ score.
Nice.
A 98.
How in the heck?
I know. I got 8 hours and 2 minutes of sleep last night. Incredible. It was like the best night of sleep I've ever gotten.
I do better than I've ever done on this bed, and yet I don't get 98s. That's ridiculous.
I'm with you. Listen, on Sunday night, you know, I think I got like a 52 or something. Horrible night's sleep. And then by the time the week is in full gear and I'm back in the swing of things. But there was no way I was going to stay up from 9 to 11 last night to watch Big Brother. And so I'm going to watch that today. And I'm trying to avoid it. Look, if it happens and something gets spoiled, it's not the end of the world. And I won't spoil
I actually
it for
don't
John.
Think it will make the news. Don't worry.
Yeah, no, I don't think it will. And I don't know if Nicole had to go to any lengths to shield me from that.
I didn't.
Great.
I honestly forgot about it.
You don't have to worry. It's not even, I had to search for it and was like, geez, they really buried this story.
Well, don't tell me. And it's, so the only people who still care about this are me, John, and Maria. That is it. No one else. I think Maria is also trying to shield herself from it. Didn't someone say she wasn't planning to stay up until 11 o'clock?
Yes.
Brittany, was that you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She said that herself.
Right. All right. Let's. I actually am going to start with a local story that is, it's not good news, but totally worth talking about as we know this person. So I'll start there, but then we'll cheer it up real fast after I give you that news. KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.